are listening to me, Bible Thinker. Yeah. Hi, my name is Bible Finkel, Father Schwinkel's son, and I'm a really neat kid. And I have this really neat glove that I use when I go bowling at the ice skating field, and also this tennis ball that goes right into the net by the 18th hole and scores every single time a touchdown. And I also have this basketball that makes a diving swish every time I score it into home plate. Hello? What was I just saying? Forget about it. What I wanted to say was there was this one time when I was dribbling a ball, and this guy that was taking me tried to steal it from me, so I quickly moved to the other direction, but by accident I kicked the ball, and it went right into the referee's head, and he said a loud ouch and stuff, because it was a bowling ball, and I think I made a strike on his head. And there was this other time where we were playing football, and it was a tie game, really close game, you should have been there. And it was my job to kick it right through the field goal, so I did. And then we basically, like, won the game. But then suddenly all of my friends discovered that the football was still in the same place on the ground, and I never really kicked it, because I really kicked my shoe, went flying right through the field goal and stuff. And I felt like the biggest fool on Earth and the planet, and, oh man, you shouldn't have been there. And then there was this other time where I really, really wanted to play a quick game of basketball, but none of my friends were around and stuff, so I decided to play a game against myself, you know, like a one-on-one and stuff. And I was doing really good at first, like I had one foul shot, and I had really awesome rebounds against my other half, and also two layups that I, like, swished him right off the backboard. But then there was only like 5 seconds left of the game, and I put up a quick three-pointer, and I missed! It bounced right off the rim, I promise, and right back into my hands, but I missed the shot, so I lost the game against myself! Oh my gosh, I can't believe it! Oh, I hate when these things happen to me. All my friends always win the games against themselves, and I lost against myself! And then there's this one other incident when I was playing sports, and we were having this, you know, regular baseball game that we always play, and I was the catcher, and I was wearing a brand new face mask that I bought. And since I couldn't really see out of it yet, because I wasn't accustomed to it yet, so I, like, lost my way around home plate, and I ended up sitting in front of home plate waiting for the pitch. And the batter was wearing sunglasses, so he couldn't see good either. And the pitch came, but at the last second, I realized it was coming right at me, so I ducked. But all of a sudden, the guy that was hitting the ball hit a grand slam, and he made contact right into my face. Oh, oh, oh. So then I had to go borrow, like, 200 band-aids from my friend's dad's first aid kit to put them all over my face and my head to feel better. And, oh, man, forget about it. I don't think I'm ever going to wear a face mask again at a baseball game thinking about it, because it ruined my whole game and my whole career. Oh, boy, face masks, face masks, face masks. Hey, that's like today's mitzvah, which speaks all about muzzles and stuff. Muzzles are like face masks. They just don't cover your whole face. They only cover your mouth. Because, like, that's today's mitzvah and stuff. Negative mitzvah number 219, that if you have an animal that's at work and stuff, like, it's stepping on grains to get the kernels out, whatever, and the flour and whatever, all that kind of stuff. So, if the stuff that it's working on is something that the animal likes to eat, so you're not allowed to put a muzzle on top of the animal's mouth to stop it from eating, because the animal might really want to eat it, and also, if you don't let the animal eat the stuff, it might eat you, maybe? But anyways, and stuff, being that improper usage of face masks results in borrowing bandages, so after today's first mitzvah, which speaks all about muzzles and face masks, so today's second mitzvah is positive mitzvah number 244 and stuff, which deals all about all the laws that it says in the Torah, all about how a person should borrow something, and what happens if he, like, loses it or gets damaged, and all the things like that. And there was this one other time, after I bought my basketball shoes so I could jump really, really high, So I tried to make a slam dunk, and by accident my head got caught in the basketball net, and the guy after me made a swish. See you tomorrow, same time, same place, same time.